And it's a very good afternoon to Forest FM. It's just gone 5 o'clock and it's time for the Eurovision Showcase. I am your host, Kieran Aritatiet. I hope that you had a fantastic Christmas time and you're gearing up for the new year later tonight. Very exciting. Well, we'll keep you updated with what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Play the brand new entry from Albania for 2018 as well. Yes, and much, much more coming up in the next hour. So stick around here on Forest FM.
Yeah, let me feel you closer. You show you what it's all about, now you feel the attraction. Let us get away now. Where it's only me and you, you know we need to find a solution.
Renee with Put Your Love On Me. That was from Melody Festival and the Swedish National Final in 2016, coming at a very respectable 10th place. Well, getting in the final is a pretty respectable place, I think. It's the biggest national final in the Eurovision calendar, and it's the most important, I'd say, in the whole of the Eurovision calendar, because Sweden put the most effort in, probably more than any other country, and it's no doubt about that when you watch the show live, and I'm really looking forward to it, watching it next year, i.e. from tomorrow. But, well, the semi-finals will be starting in February, I believe. Don't hold me to that, but I'll give you the proper dates when we come towards them. Now, as I was searching through the music and Eurovision back catalogue, as you do, preparing for the show, it made me realise how many great songs there have been in Melodifestivalen, and one of the ones is from a gentleman who was actually very successful here in the UK in the charts with the song Glorious, and that's Andreas Jonsson, who is obviously Swedish. Now, he sent a song to Melody Festival in 2010 with a song called We Can Work It Out that came sixth in the end with about 50 points, if I remember rightly. I'm just having a quick look. Yeah, I think that's right. And it's a beautiful song, and it's one of those songs which you tend to, well, especially in the national finals, you're like, you know, you forget about it, and then you come back to it, you're looking through your catalogue, and you're like, wow, that's so cool. And I really want to share it with you now. So here is Andreas Jonsson with the amazing We Can Work It Out from Melodifestivalen 2010.
Still a hurting will remain as the night is getting colder. If the road that we walk upon should turn back and not straight on, and lately took my pain unspoken, and I saw how hard you tried. Yeah, I could feel the pain inside, and lately I've been trying not to fall apart. Still my till the war is over.
Hi everyone, this is Jacques Holdick from Croatia. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Hodam sama sadima, gledam tužna lica ta. Čuvam u sebi da je netko me zgrabi, jer u jednoj ulici dobro znam da živiš ti. Sasvim sigurna sam ja da si moja sudbina. Ne boj niko pustiti da nam ovo uništi. Mene prolaze nepoznate sudbine, a ja bih htjela vipati moja sudbina. Ne moj niko pustiti da nam ovo uništi. Sasvim sigurna sam ja da sam tebe sanjala. Ne moj niko pustiti da ljubav uništi. Sasvim sigurna sam ja da si moja sudbina. Ne moj niko pustiti da nam ovo uništi.
Croatia 2002 there, and that is Vesna Pisavoic with Zvasim Svingvula. Which almost sounds Icelandic, doesn't it, really, with my pronunciation there? Which is translated into English as quite sure. Yes. It's really the English version, which was actually sang on the night, is called Everything I Want. Bit of an up-tempo number, as you can see, with the singer revealing that love is everything I want. Yes, indeed. But she sang it, as I say, English on the night. 44 points with an 11th place at the 2002 Eurovision Song Contest for Croatia, getting 12 points from Slovenia, and then a few drips and drabs across Europe with the next set of points. Only 6 points from Austria and Cyprus. A bit sad, I'm afraid to say. Never mind. Right, now, let's move on to the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest, and we actually have our first entry for the Eurovision Song Contest 2018 next year in the Atlantis Arena in Lisbon, Portugal. It used to be called the Mayo Arena, but the Mayo is a brand name of a telenetwork company, I believe, and it's changed sponsors like the O2, you would think, in London, where it's the Millennium Dome and all that type of stuff. So names change, don't they, for arenas all the time. So it's been confirmed via Eurofoire.com, at least, that the Albanian entry will stay in Albanian for the Eurovision Song Contest 2018, which is fantastic news. We haven't heard Albanian at the Eurovision Song Contest since 2013, so it's been a little bit of a while. But it's great to have them back and have the language back. And I think this is going to be a trend which is going to be continuing up until the contest, where a number of countries are not only having national finals, there's so many national finals. It might be the most national finals we've ever had at the Eurovision Song Contest, maybe. Knowing that there's 43 countries participating at this year's contest. But Albania have really gone for it, and it's a great song, this. It's from Ignat Pushpera, and the song is called Mal, which translated into English means yearning. Okay, it's a very not up-tempo song, but it's a very uplifting song. That's the word I was looking for. And it's stunning. Now, the song is currently 4.5 minutes, but it will be obviously chopped down to 3 minutes. But I don't think it's going to hamper the feeling of this song. But we'll have to see when, obviously, the final version comes out. So this is a taster of Albania 2018 coming up right now. So Hugin Pushpera with Mal, meaning yearning. Albania's Eurovision entry for 2018 and the first one of the new season of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Die! μισράκι ψιλμόπιρ κούλα κουκάω και λετάβι κούλα μισθούλε λελτάβε κούλα βάτα με τους όντες όταν με σβάλκους πισήπε κούλα που εισήν τα ψινούμα κούλα κούλα με σβάλκους εσέ Seid it gefeit Sein Kuna Kannst du da melon
Absolutely stunning. Oit Lepland with Kula, meaning listen, here on the Eurovision Showcase. That's Estonia 2012. Just an amazing tune. And the last time Estonia really got into the top 10, well, they did, was 7th place in 2015, nothing to be snuffed at, with Goodbye to Yesterday from Stigresta and Eleanor Bourne. But they got number 6 in 2012 with that song. In the semi-finals, which they were in, semi-final 2, they came fourth with 100 points, getting 12 points from Portugal and Sweden. The UK gave them 7 points in the semi-final, but in the final, they didn't get any 12 points, but they got 10 points from Finland, France, Iceland and Slovakia, and the UK gave 4 points to Estonia. But they did pretty well, really, didn't they, in the end? And Oit Lepland is very easy on the eye. Well, let's move swiftly on. Rob's Random Request. Yes, we're back with Rob's Random Request, and this is a part of the show where we have two hats. We have a hat full of years and a hat full of countries. Rob puts his hand in each of them. We take out one country and one year. We then glue them together and we find out what song we're going to be playing randomly on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. So, Rob has picked the year 1961. Now, the Eurovision Song Contest 1961 was the sixth Eurovision Song Contest, and it was held on the 18th of March 1961, and it was the first to take place on a Saturday night, a tradition that has continued into modern times. It was hosted in the Place du Festival d'État Congrès, located in Cannes in France. where it had been staged the 2 years previously. Luxembourg won for the first time with its song Nous les Amoureux, performed in French by Jean-Claude Pascal, as the contest overran its allocated time and the show was being broadcasted live. The winning song reprise was not shown in the United Kingdom. Oops. But the BBC let it roll on, obviously, now, don't they? But the country that we've picked this week is the 1961 German entry. Yes, it's from Lael Anderson. Yeah, Lael Anderson. And the song is called Einmal sehen. Oh my gosh. Einmal sehen, weil mich wieder. Oh my gosh. Which means one day we'll see each other. Once again, yes. The German entry of the 1961 Eurovision Song Contest was performed in German and one verse in French, cheeky, by Lael Anderson, who was born on the 23rd of March 1905 and passed away on the 29th of August 1972. And when entering the contest in 1961, Anderson was arguably that year's most established and well-known artist, not only in Europe but worldwide, because in 1939 she recorded the original version of the wartime evergreen Lili Marlene. Now, the song was performed 8th on the night, following Sweden's Little Babs with April April and preceding the French entry from Jean-Paul Maurice with Un printemps avril colorine. I hope I pronounced that right. At the close of voting, it only received 3 points, placing it 13th in a field of 16. The song is a ballad, and Anderson farewelling her lover and promising that they will see each other again, maybe next year. So we'll see. Oh dear. So this is the 13th place for Germany in 1961. And here is Lil Anderson with the song Einmal sehen, weil eins wilder. I hope I pronounced this right. Oh dear, German, as I said last week, is not my strong point.
Einmal sehen wir uns wieder und vielleicht schon übers Jahr. Einmal sehen wir uns wieder, dann wird alles so, wie es war. Darum glaub an unsere Liebe, mag auch noch so viel geschehen. Denke immer daran, irgendwo, irgendwann werden wir uns wiedersehen. Und der Sonntag war grau und der Himmel schwer und der Regen schlug aufs Dach. Und die Straße entlang bis hinab zum Meer sah ich dir vom Fenster nach. So viel Liebe vorbei, so viel Träume vorbei. Ich weiß nicht, wo du bist, doch dein letztes Wort klingt in meinem Herzen vor. Einmal sehen wir uns wieder. Denke immer daran, irgendwo, irgendwann werden wir uns wiedersehen.
Hi, hello, this is Salvador from Portugal, and this is my song Amar Pelos Dois. Enjoy!
Si un día alguien pregunta por mí, diz que viví para te amar. Antes de ti só existi, cansado e sem nada para dar. Meu bem, ouve as minhas preces, peço que regresses, que me voltes a querer. Eu sei que não se ama sozinho, talvez devagarinho possas voltar a aprender.
Salvador Sobral, Amar Polish Deutsch, the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest 2017. Amazing, isn't it? And Amar Polish Deutsch means loving for both of us. Oh, amazing. And Salvador Sobral got some fantastic news. He has found a successful donor for his heart transplant. He's had his heart transplant and he's recovering comfortably as we speak. Happy day. So congratulations to Salvador and to Luisa and all of the Sobral family. My goodness me, what wonderful news that is. Yes. So let's go on with the show. And I'll give you more news now. It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news. Today on New Year's Eve, Sunday the 31st of December 2017. First, we head over to Germany, and from 4,000 applicants, 6 lucky finalists have been selected. German broadcaster ARD has confirmed that the 6 acts who will be competing in the national final, Unser Lied für Lisbon, is as follows. The 6 acts are Xavier Darcy, Evie Kuanu, Reich, Michael Schult, Neiter Dua, and Vox Club. I hope I pronounced all of them right. You know my track record for German stuff. And now we head over to Spain. Earlier this month, Spain had fans jumping for joy after confirming that Operación Triunfo will serve as the 2018 Eurovision selection show for Spain. Before following that with news that RTVE will be selecting their candidates from OT's top 5 finalists. Well, now, Spanish language enthusiasts have been given even more reason to enjoy with confirmation that the 5 competing artists will each sing totally and 100% in Spanish. So certainly, as I said earlier in the show, native languages seem to be coming back to the Eurovision Song Contest. France is one of at least five countries who will be returning to national finals this year. Now, broadcaster in France, France 2, has confirmed that the new start date for the national final, Destination Eurovision, will not have to wait long, because the broadcaster has confirmed that the new series will begin on Saturday, January the 13th, broadcasting at 8:55 Central European Time. I'll be watching that with a very close eye. And finally, the participant list for Estonia's Eesti Laulu National Final has been announced, and Stig Rista, who represented Estonia in 2015, is back with his song called Home. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news for this week. Thank you very much indeed. If you want to keep in contact with what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest, then I suggest you check out some awesome websites out there who will keep you updated and abreast every day of the week. So head over to weeweeblogs.com, eurovoir.com, escextra.com, escdaily.com, eurovox.com, oh my goodness me, and if you want in-depth insight, then head over to escinsight.com and download, actually, their weekly podcasts of news about the Eurovision Song Contest with the wonderful Ewan Spence. So that's it for your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Ari-Tussiot, and you're listening to Forest FM 92.3 and the Eurovision Showcase.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, we're Sunstroke Project from Moldova, and this is our song, Hey Mama!
This is Svala from Iceland, and this is my song, Paper. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Nathan Trent from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Running on Air. Enjoy.
But I don't care, 'cause I'm running on air.
I'm feeling music with Forest FM.
Du war
Which from Danish into English. Yes, it's Denmark 1985, and it's Skulespærfanon, which means what business is it of yours? Yes, very stern there from Christine and Soren of Hot Eyes. Coming 11th with 41 points at the 1985 Eurovision Song Contest that year in the amazing Scandinavium in Gothenburg, Sweden. Yeah, and the amazing presenter Lilfors. And the UK entry that year in 1985 was from Vicky with the song Love Is. And Vicky was originally from, well, is originally from Liss in Hampshire. So just north of Petersfield and south of Liphook, I suppose, and Borden, that type of area. It's very good. But she's now living in the United States, apparently, in Los Angeles. And she's done quite well for herself. Well, that's all very good, isn't it? Indeed. Right, now it's time for this song. And I've wanted to play this for a while. It's a great song. Of course, all of the songs I hear are great. And I hope you're enjoying them too, of course. So, our next song comes from Ireland in 1998. This is from Dawn Martin, who came ninth with the song Is Always Over Now.
Always you say
Door Martin there for Ireland in 1998 in the National Indoor Arena in Birmingham, England. Yes. Lovely. Or the United Kingdom, I should say. Naughty me. Slap my wrist. Now it's time for a request, and you can have a request. You can get in contact with us. Follow us on Twitter and send us a tweet at ESC Showcase. And of course, send us a message via Facebook. And our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. Goodness me, it is really easy. And of course, you can send us an email, tutsexperience@hotmail.com, or alternatively, you can email the studio, studio@farcefm.co.uk, and our illustrious leader will obviously send it over. All right, so we have a request from Javier Laval, obviously, who had a request last week. And Javier, you can have another one again this week. It's not a problem, my friend. And you've requested the song, well, one of the songs, from the fantastic album from The Fizz. Yes, the three originals of The Fizz. Cheryl, Jay and Mike. Yeah. And the other chap, I can't remember, but the other guy, who would have been Bobby, but Bobby Substitute, which is the guy from... Oh, Sweet Dreams, the UK entry in 1983. We're never giving up. It was the male guy from that. Right, so Javier Laval's request is a song from this album, which The Fizz's album is called The F to Z of Pop. It's a great album. I've downloaded it. It's amazing. So you can download it on iTunes. We can download it from or buy it from any good music shop. All right. And the song that Javier's requested is called Control Freak.
Tonight, it's
Absolutely love that tune. That's from The Fizz, Control Freak, here on Forest FM and the Eurovision Showcase. What a tune. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking, and this is a part of the show on the Eurovision Showcase, where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Oh, yes, indeed. And we're heading to the 1994 Eurovision Song Contest in the Point Theatre in Dublin, Ireland, which was incredibly famous for Riverdance. Yes, Riverdance was the interval act of the 94 Eurovision Song Contest and was eventually won by Ireland themselves as well. Paul Harrington and Charlie McGeskin with Rock and Roll Kids. But we're going to hear the United Kingdom entry. It got to position peak of 25 in the UK single chart in 1994. And it's from the West End star that is Francis Raphael. And the song is Lonely Symphony, We Will Be Free. The United Kingdom, 1994.
Welcome to the bus. Let your secrets out. Time for confession. Purify your soul. Denounce the devil from within. No time for aggression. Can't you see the piece of dust that crumbles in your hand is me? Give me some affection. And though my heart is broken, my picture is forgotten, but I still believe that I can see a piece of me reflecting in your eyes.
Счастливой.
Ой, для меня.
donna.
Alla Pugachova, Prima Donna, Russia, 1997, coming 15th. It's now time for our final song. This came 18th with 19 points, but it's a fantastic song from France. 2003, Monts et Merveilles, The Mountains and Wonders by Louisa Bailèche. La France, 2-0-0-3.
Sans demain.
de Balèche, Mon et Merveille, La France, 2003, of course. Right, it's now time for us to say our goodbyes, and I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Take care of yourselves and join us next week for also our first show of 2018. We're exciting. So happy new year to each and every one of you, and join us next week. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a lovely time. Toodaloo.